Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's about 6:05, and will it be you that finds the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock? Win the $10,000 and that $2,500 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers. When we hide the rock this Friday, the rock's going to be out there.
Yes, it will be set free into its natural habitat.
So your first of three on-air clues at a little bit after 8 o'clock. Make sure you're listening.
2 weeks, people. 2 weeks from today.
That's it.
2 weeks from today. So get cracking, Santa. Put the gin bottle down and finish those toys, would ya?
You said you started wrapping presents.
I did start, yeah. So. I started finally. You know what? I buy presents and then I throw them in a room. I throw them in my spare room.
Yeah.
And then at some point, it's like, okay, well, what am I going to do with these? So I started wrapping now.
Well, now that Hanukkah's over for you.
I know. I can roam about freely in the Christmas world.
Boy, did that go fast.
Didn't it? Man, I did get one holiday gift, and that was from Nancy. She gave me the dreidel game.
Oh.
And we've all been kind of playing it here.
Yeah.
And Wendy and I were playing it the other day, and it was like, it's fun, but...
Yeah.
Is there like an updated version, you know, where the tops, like maybe there's like an LED light in the little, yeah, the little dreidels, the little dreidel tops?
Not sure.
I know, because you spin them. You spin the dreidel.
Maybe there's some people playing in the park on those concrete picnic tables, you know?
Like your old relatives used to play checkers,
yeah,
right?
They
sit there. Yes, exactly.
I'm sure you could.
And you play the dreidel game like only during... Can you play that any time of year?
I think you can play it any time you want.
I hope so, because, I mean, I still have it out. Again, Wendy and I are kind of playing. She's up like a couple of peanuts and a penny, so...
It can break you. Just be careful. Don't get hooked.
Yes.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. Same for tomorrow. It's about 50 outside right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up.
Well, more records that Bohemian Rhapsody is setting. I'll tell you about one.
All right, more on that and other stories after Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A pretty big poll of America's favorite Christmas movies of all times was done. There was a tie between A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life for first, which doesn't surprise me.
Uh-uh.
9% of the vote. A tie between Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Also, that was second.
Yeah.
And then a four-way tie. Elf, The Grinch Stole Christmas, 34th Street, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so all worthy Christmas films, except, you know, Santa was kind of a douche and Rudolph.
And Elf... I've God, seen it in that. Bits and pieces. I don't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you should.
I know
watch
you
the
love that
movie. You should watch the whole movie. That's why.
Yeah.
There's a whole story behind it.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm sure it is.
It really is funny. It's
okay.
It's a good movie anytime.
It just looks stupid to me.
It's not. It's funny, and it's and the fact that you were a kid.
Yeah.
You'd probably really appreciate it.
Okay.
You'd probably really appreciate it. It's an elf who
every
finds
time
his dad.
I see it.
Yeah.
And it's on, and I watch a little bit of it, and then I just tune out.
You, of all people, would probably really like it.
Okay.
If you like Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider movies, this is highbrow.
Wow.
This is highbrow.
Wow, what a compliment. What an endorsement.
I'm just saying, it's a funny, sweet movie.
Okay.
Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, the most streamed song of the 20th century, 1.6 billion
wow.
streams. 1.6 billion streams. Brian May says, so the river of rock music has metamorphosed into streams.
Uh-huh.
I'm very happy that our music is still flowing to the max.
I bet.
There's some hidden meaning in there, Brian. And Dean Martin's daughter came out pretty strong, Deanna. She says her dad would be going insane about what's
There's
going
nothing
on.
Bad about that song, and it just breaks my heart. And I know my dad would be going insane right now. He would say, well, what's the matter with you? You know, get over it. It's just a fun song. Because he was so sweet anyways.
This is with regards to the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. A lot of radio stations across the country banning this song because of the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
He did the song in 1959. So many people have done it since then.
Yeah.
A lot of debate on this one. You know,
he didn't write it.
He just didn't write it. He just sang the song. That's all. But
for all these years, everybody kind of sang along with it. But
I love the song. I don't see the meaning that other people are seeing in it. I get the concern, but I don't see the meaning in it.
Okay.
Love the song. That is my painfully deep take for this hour, sponsored by Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
We announced this concert last week. Bob Seger, March 2nd, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Want a shot at tickets? Ninth caller right now. We're going to play a round of Name the Year. Started off with caller number 972-739-9636. First chance to win this morning. Tickets for Bob Seger. Good luck. Hey, Tim, you have a chance to win tickets for Bob Seger. It's Name the Year from the clues that Carla gives you. All you have to do is name the year. Here we go.
Tim, gallon of gas was $1.16. A new home cost $113,000. And everyone was sleepless in Seattle. Was it 1991, 1992, or 1993?
I'm going to say 1993.
Yeah! We can't do this all day. Tim, it was indeed 1993, the big movie, of course, Sleepless in Seattle, which seems like about 100 years ago. It was only 25 years ago.
And an average home only cost like $113,000?
$113,000. That seems about normal. Doesn't that seem like about what most homes should cost?
Right.
You know? And the $1.16 for gas, give it to me.
Yeah.
Wow. Give it to me.
I say we go back to 1993.
I agree. Well, I agree. But there was Nirvana also. Oh, so, you know, we had a lot of Nirvana playing.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Bob Seger March 2nd, MGM Grand Garden Arena. These tickets don't even go on sale until Friday, but you got a pair. They're from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Have a good time, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Amazing. Thank you.
Your next clue in this year's Jingle Bell Rock Contest is going to be revealed in a little over an hour from now. Got more details coming up soon. They say sunshine today, going to be nice. Maybe some high clouds. Otherwise, high in the low to mid 60s. Same for tomorrow.
Thought it might rain because I got my car washed.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Why? Why? Why?
Oh, it was dirty.
Well, now it's going to rain.
Shush.
I was trying to stay away from saying that, but no, we never know. All right. Well, it's, I was looking at, you know, I have this temperature thing or this weather
app. That little thingy on your doohickey, that thing.
So I was looking at different temps. Man,
I do the same thing.
Like in Chicago, it's 29.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, 26. Up in Reno, it's only 35.
How about that? I know. My brother out in D.C., it's 35. I know. So we're really not bad. What was it yesterday? Like 62, 63. Yeah. I went for a run and I was freezing. But then I shut my mouth because it's like, okay, it's nice. It's fine. It's fine.
I'll survive the winter of 2019.
Yes.
Few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after Sticks Come Sail Away. There's one band that always puts on a good show when they come to town. Sticks Come Sail Away. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:09. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you get off to work or school this morning.
Yeah, you know what? Some good things to set you on your way. Well, hopefully, anyhow. According to a new study, all of the technology that we have now, there are things, they actually save our lives. People are claiming that they have actually saved our lives. And about 2 full weeks a year.
Really?
They have taken the time to save our lives, which will add up to about 2.5 years in our lifetime. Things that save our life the most: online banking, email, microwaves, online shopping, cell phones.
Wow.
And that's you know, God
forbid. I thought you were talking about physical.
No. Oh. Technology. Well, no, just, you know, God forbid you didn't get the mortgage payment in on time. You can now take a picture of a check and mail it in so they don't come after you. Emailing something that you can, you know, in that way. You'd laugh, but it's microwaves, people claim, too. You know, the holidays, something didn't cook, shove it in the microwave.
That's what I do.
It's a little, there you go. We just did the turkey in the microwave. It's called Zopa.com, the website, and it scans your tweets over this past year. And it says if you've been naughty or nice. I put mine in, I was 68% naughty.
What?
That's exactly what it does.
You were 68%
naughty? 68%
naughty.
But I put the president in and he was 80% naughty. Yeah, I know. I'm putting everybody I know in there.
Did you put me in?
Yeah, but you don't tweet, really.
Oh.
You don't. I'll put yours in as well.
Okay.
I'll check it out. We'll talk about that. Thieves, be on the lookout. Law enforcement is saying to be careful because now thieves are using kids. They're using kids as porch pirates. So if you see kids wandering around, looking at your porch.
Like, here's a couple of bucks, go up there and get that box.
Yeah, exactly. Go steal it.
Wow.
So do be careful if you see the kid. You know, because there's kids hanging around sometimes in your neighborhood, in your front yard, things like that. So be very, very careful. I hate that this even happens. I really do. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
All right, the holidays right around the corner. And this came to be a surprise for me from my grandson, Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and Ethan came over the other day. We started talking about, you know, shopping, Christmas shopping, who you're buying what for, and everything else. And Ethan said he had to get something for his teacher.
Right.
And I said, what? And Kelly goes, yeah, this year the kids are getting something for their teacher.
Yeah.
But you can only spend so much.
Right. Yeah, I was reading an article on that, and my little nephew and my little goddaughter, same thing. They got to buy something. And you got to be careful, though, what you buy. You know, I try to think about what I ever gave my teacher.
I didn't give my teachers anything.
I think I... It all goes back to it. I think I gave a couple of them in grade school fruitcakes. Because my grandma used to make the best fruitcake.
It goes back that far?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my grandmother made the best fruitcake, and I would give them fruitcake. And I remember one very well, Mrs. Starkweather, as my second grade teacher. I don't know why I remember this, and I remember her saying to me, I don't even like fruitcake. That was really good. Well, you're not appreciative. Well, you don't tell me you don't
and
like
in
it.
Second grade, you're only seven or 8 years
her
old.
So well. Yeah, I know. I remember
Who
her
tells
so
a kid
well.
That?
I know.
I just gave you a fruitcake, and now you're telling me?
I know, but she liked that one.
Okay.
So I think that was the compliment. And then I mean, it was so long ago, but I gave my, well, she was kind of a drunk, my sixth grade teacher. She seriously was odd, but anyhow.
And I know teachers, you should give them something.
I guess.
For all they do, and they don't get paid enough and stuff like that. I feel bad now thinking back to when I was growing up. I don't think I gave my teachers anything for Christmas or a card or something.
Right.
But that was about it.
Yeah, well, I don't know that we did, you know, such crazy things like that. I mean, that's pretty elaborate, buying your teacher a gift.
Mom and Dad, are you going through that now?
Yeah.
What do you buy your kids teacher for Christmas?
I know. Yeah, what do you buy them, especially when you're in like grammar school, you know, elementary school? What do you do?
Buy them a scarf? Maybe. I don't know. 702.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Or teachers, if you're listening this morning, what are some of those gifts that you've gotten in the past from students? I bet you there's some interesting stuff.
I can only imagine. I love it.
All right, talk or text. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in a minute, talking about Christmas gifts for teachers. My grandson came over with my daughter and said, hey, we got to figure out something for Ethan's teacher. And I said,
what?
I was kind of, because I started thinking, I don't ever remember getting anything for a teacher.
Yeah.
Especially for Christmas. Now I feel bad. They all deserved something.
Right. I think grade school, elementary school seems to be the ages where you really do that. Where, you know, because you're still nice.
Yeah.
You're still nice. You're a kid. you're still nice.
You still think people are good.
Yes. One teacher said, my students knew I loved chocolate and Snoopy 1 year after an overload of chocolate. I jokingly said, well, I like $100 bills, too. That'd be nice. Yeah, because he got a ton of chocolate. This is funny. Gary says, I'm in high school, and I've never had to buy a teacher a gift. But this year, my class decided to get my teacher a gift because she really does deserve it. But I think the whole concept of having to buy a teacher a gift is really weird.
Because you don't know them now.
I know. You think you do.
But you really don't.
You think you do. But
All
you,
right.
yeah, no.
Well, Katie's on the phone. Katie used to be a teacher, But Katie, you have a kid now and you have to buy something for her teacher. What are you doing?
Well, what I had done for my daughter this year and last year was to get the teacher a stress relief bath salt.
Oh,
who doesn't need that?
Yeah.
Especially if you're a teacher.
That's really nice.
Because I know how it feels to be stressed out.
Right, oh, because you were a teacher. Okay.
Was there maybe a bottle of wine in there or something like that?
No, in your box there was.
In my teacher box, yeah.
No, I can't give out alcohol to
teachers.
But wine isn't really alcohol.
No, I mean, that's fruity. That's a fruit juice.
It's a punch.
That's right.
The cooler wine. That's
awesome. Thank you so much.
That's cool.
You're very welcome.
Laura, what about you? What did you give your teacher for a Christmas gift?
I got my fifth grade teacher some Jacks. Mrs. Norris, she let us watch the moon landing. And I was really into Jacks. And that's about it.
Awesome. That's perfect. Because you would think at that age, I like Jacks.
Yeah.
I'm sure my teacher's going to love these Jacks.
She?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I couldn't remember how old you grew out of Jacks. And then I was thinking,
never.
As you guys were talking, I'm like, hey, I was still into Jacks and hopscotch.
No, I played Jacks recently. And you're not as quick as you used to be. It's like, oh,
no.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Laura.
And,
thanks.
Talk to you later.
Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Talking about those gifts you get your teachers. Mom and dad, you know, you got kids. They probably want to get their teachers something for Christmas. I never did, but, you know, it's a new age now.
Sure. So, of course.
I guess.
Of course. We've got a few people. Boy, Adrian says, I only liked one of my teachers ever. Name was Miss Jenkins, fifth grade. All the rest of my teachers were nasty old, yeah. They could be back then. I gave Miss Jenkins a half-used bottle of Avon that I found.
Oh.
It was shaped like a turtle.
Uh-huh.
I loved her. You know, those are the things you did. It's like, what do we have? We got shaving cream?
Yeah.
Great, I'm going to give that to my teacher. That's
swipe
what
this
I'm
off
gonna...
mom's counter.
Yeah.
And...
yes. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this gift cards. A lot of people are saying, you know, gift cards. What else? One of our listeners said, how about therapy sessions?
Maybe.
Now, that might be a good gift.
That
I don't know.
Nancy, what about you? You're a teacher.
I was with preschoolers, and one child was so excited to give me a pair of eyelashes.
Oh.
Oh.
Like, you put glue on them and then put them over your real ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I told them thank you and that I love them and I would do my best to figure it out.
Yes.
I put the glue on them and put them on.
Very nice, Miss Whatever, because that's what you do. You don't say, I don't really need these, but I ended up liking them. You just do it.
That's one thing I would have never thought of giving a teacher.
No, but preschool, you know,
I guess.
So you just never know.
Hey, Carolyn, what about you?
I was actually working with preschoolers.
Okay.
So when we had Christmas time, this little boy come up to me. And he had a piece of cereal on a yarn, and he said it was a necklace just for me. And I'm like, oh, how did I get so lucky? He said, well, I wicked it first.
Oh,
nice. Because that adds luck to it.
Jeez.
I don't know if you know the code when you're a kid with cereal necklaces.
Yeah.
If you lick it before you give it to your favorite girl or teacher.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
It's lucky.
She said it was a piece of cereal on a piece of yarn.
Yeah.
Okay. Very elaborate.
Like Cheerio. I bet you it was like a Fruit Loop or something.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that in mind. I kind of like the idea.
Guess what I'm getting you for Christmas?
Yeah, exactly. Please don't lick it first. I'll do that on my own.
803. One more call about the teacher.
Yes.
And gifts.
Yes. Yeah.
Christmas. Michael's on the phone. What's up, Michael?
So my wife is a teacher at a Catholic school, so she gets lots of bottles of wine. So that goes to Carla's point.
That's what I have to do then. I got to teach at a Catholic school where it's legal.
There you go.
Where it's legal.
It's encouraged.
Yes.
But the best thing to give to teachers is gift cards because you really don't know them well. And you know what? They're spending a crap ton of money on your kids anyways.
Somebody mentioned Starbucks, a few people, because one person in particular said, because teachers, believe me, they always need caffeine.
And my wife gets so many Starbucks gift cards that she sends them to my daughter, who is in college.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It needs tons of caffeine.
We are in the wrong business, Mike.
Yeah, we don't get bottles of wine or gift cards.
No, we don't.
And we have the biggest classroom of all.
We do.
See, and I work for local government, and then everyone's afraid to give me a bottle of wine.
Oh, bribery.
Yeah.
Bribery.
Yeah. Then you got to register and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for the call.
And
go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Love it. Sunshine today going to be nice. High in the low to mid 60s today and tomorrow. It's about 51 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news here coming up in a bit.
Yeah. Ooh, Scary Spice in the hospital.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
More on that and other stories. Plus, your first of three on-air clues to help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Get to that after Soft Sell.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
Here it is, your first clue of the day to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. On December 14th, you won't have to climb the South Tower. On December 14th, you won't have to climb the South Tower.
Hmm.
I know. I hope it helps. Of course, December 14th, the Rock will be out there. First one to find it, bring it back to us at the station. You will win $10,000 from the Silverton Hotel and Casino and 96.3 KKLZ. Next clue, Wendy Rush will have at 1 o'clock. Be listening to that. Keep your JBR clue journal close by. And be sure to visit Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And listen, you need more information, I'll tell you in a minute. I want to give you this clue again. December 14th, You won't have to climb the South Tower. If you downloaded the free KKLZ app, you have all the information you need. Do it or go to 96.3kklz.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3kklz.
Yes, it is true. Scary Spice, of course, Spice Girl, America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
She was rushed to the hospital. This is interesting. Two broken ribs, a severed hand.
What?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. She had 3 hours of surgery.
Huh.
And her arm's in a sling, but she won't say what happened, how the injuries occurred. Now, sources are saying that she might have fallen down the stairs at a friend's house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a break, man. That's a broken ribs are no fun.
No, you can't breathe.
No. But also, like, you know, Spice Girls are going out on tour. I hope.
Got to be in shape.
Yeah, girl. And I just hope, and all I'm thinking, you know, when someone falls downstairs, I'm not saying that. Just if it were me, there probably would have been wine or something involved. And I hope that wasn't.
But broken ribs and a sliced hand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I know. That's.
There's something else going on.
I what was on those stairs?
Yeah.
What, I mean, you know.
They were slippery.
I guess anything can happen. Brandi Carlile is her name. I know her. She's cool. She's up for 6 Grammy nominations. She said it's great. It's awesome. However, people don't seem to know who I am. They're all looking at Belinda Carlile. A lot of misspellings. It's Brandi Carlile,
uh-huh.
And people are confusing her with Belinda Carlile.
Too bad.
Look her up. She's really, really
cool.
How
many Grammy nominees?
6.
Wow.
6.
Do I know her? Do I know her music?
You probably don't know her, but she's been on so many of the late night shows.
Okay.
And she was on Ellen. She's really good. She's been around for a while, too.
She must be good.
Yes, she is.
Grabbed 6 nominations.
She is. However, a lot of people still won't know who she is because they're listening to the Go-Go's. So,
all right, well.
And apparently there still is no real host for the Oscars.
What? I thought it was Eddie Murphy now.
No, there was talk, and there's also been talk of Sarah Silverman. And they're
Fake news.
No, it's not fake news. I think people have thrown their hat in the ring. They've thought about people. They're now considering just doing, like we said, just doing the people who come up and do the presenting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and give out the awards. Just do it that way, you know? All we really want to see are the 5 nominees,
yeah.
you know, waiting for the envelope to open.
Right.
I love when they get that shot of them all looking like, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's just nice to be nominated. And there's always one that looks just like, yeah, whatever. But we'll see. We'll see if that changes. For now, that's my painfully deep take.
Hall & Oates, going to be at Caesar's Palace in the Coliseum. We have tickets before you can even buy them. They go on sale this Friday.
Yes, they do.
At noon. I believe it's at noon.
Great shows coming up.
These are for dates in March, 20th, 22nd, 23rd. Want a shot to go? Starting with caller number 9 right now. We're going to do a morning show quiz.
Yes, we are. And it's
How
all,
well?
It's all Christmas. How well do you know Mike, Carla, and John?
All right, so we'll do that. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Sharon, you have a chance to win tickets for Hall & Oates. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show quiz. We're going to find out how well you know us on this show. Three out of three, and you're a big winner, so here we go.
Sharon, hopefully you were listening earlier in the show. Who didn't like the movie Elf? Was it Mike, Carla, or John?
Mike?
Yes.
It was Mike. Woo. Didn't like the movie Elf. You know what?
I don't get it.
You gotta watch it all the way through. James Caan, hilarious
all right.
in it.
Oh. Number two.
Sharon, who didn't like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Would that be Mike, Carla, or John?
John?
Yes.
Oh. There's two of us.
Who doesn't like that movie?
I don't either. I don't like it either. And
third and final question.
One last one, Sharon. Who didn't really like the movie Christmas Vacation? Would that be Mike, Carla, or John?
Carla?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think it's one of the dumbest movies ever made. Yeah,
that is hilarious.
Exactly. I watched it twice last night, back to back.
So is Elf.
Apples, oranges.
I can't stand that movie. I don't like movies that say, hi, look how funny I am. That's why I didn't like it.
Sharon, sorry to drag you into our own drama. She goes, I just want the tickets.
I just want to see Hall & Oates.
And then I have to get back to work. You got the tickets over at the Coliseum. Hall & Oates, they're from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thank you very much for putting up with us every morning. And by the way, go Knights go.
Go Knights go.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Pennsylvania was rushing to the hospital to give birth last week. But she had to pull over and deliver the baby by herself in a Taco Bell parking lot. Here's the woman talking about it.
911 operator told me to find something to tie her cord with, and I had nothing. So I found a ribbon that I had in my car. So she had a shiny silver ribbon tying her cord. I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this because that happened.
Yeah.
Because that happened.
Mom and baby are doing fine.
Oh, man. Okay.
And the fact that she delivered it herself is amazing.
Oh,
now the woman feels that she should at least get some free nachos.
Oh, my
God. I don't know.
Gosh.
Maybe just one order for a year.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, wow.
What do you do? Cops in BC, British Columbia, pulled over a guy on Friday night when they asked him for his license. He handed him a burger. He's been arrested for drunk driving. I guess that doesn't work up in Canada.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I can't find my license.
Here's a burger. Oh, my gosh. Well, Adrian Pierce of Edmonton, Canada. This is amazing, this story. Opened a 48-year-old Christmas gift. His first girlfriend, Vicky, gave him the gift when he was 17, and they were in high school, but she dumped him right before Christmas.
Nice.
And he just tossed the gift aside. Well, he found it, and he opened it.
Wow.
It contained a book entitled Love Is, New Ways to Spot That Certain Feeling. Oh, yeah, Vicky? Oh, yeah? Yeah? Mm-hmm. She dumped him.
Yeah.
You know why, Mike? Because she met another boy at the mall who kissed her the first time they met at the mall. Oh, you little hussy, Vicky.
Wow.
You big hussy.
Well, maybe it worked out better for him.
I hope so. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dump him right. Boy. And you know what? She already bought the gift.
Yeah.
Ah, man. Oh, well. Hey, Nissan unveiled just in time for Christmas a $1.1 million sports car. That's great. For those of you who want the reliability of a Nissan in a $1.1 million billboard showing how tiny your twig is. Happy Christmas to you all. Sorry,
that's why you buy it?
Really? I don't mean to, but Nissan are usually the affordable, you know, cars.
Dependable.
I know I'm going to dig a hole here, but boy, over $1 million for a Nissan sports car. I mean, you know what? Whatever. Merry Christmas, guys. If you can do it.
Do what you have to do.
Do what you have to do. I guess it's, you know,
to
whatever.
Make yourself happy.
Guess there wasn't $1 million big truck, was there? It's Tuesday. That's your other news.
Scorps and Rocky Like a Hurricane, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 9:38. We did the 5 days of caring, Mike and Carla's 5 days of caring, where with the help of Salvation Army, we adopted five families.
Yes.
Five families for the holidays to make their holidays a bit better.
Yes.
And with the help of Dollar Loan Center, we're going to make it a different type of holiday for these people.
And just so you have an idea, you know, everybody's not quite as fortunate as we are. This particular family recently lost everything to a house fire. They're rebuilding their home from nothing. Mom's working full time, but can barely pay the rent and the bills. Leaves just enough for food after the added strain of losing pretty much everything they own. And Mom just wants to give her family a Christmas and bring a little joy back into their lives. This is just a family of three.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they're asking for, Mike. Mom would like some perfume, lotion.
Yeah.
Maybe a tablet or a TV. They don't have anything. 21-year-old, some cologne, hygiene products. Going off to college, needs a computer, like a laptop.
Yeah.
And a 12-year-old who would like, of course, Barbies. It's a little girl, 12-year-old girl. Dolls.
Yeah.
Toys. And a laptop or tablet for school. That may sound like a big thing, but it's not. You need that. You need that for school anymore. That's it. I mean, those are really practical things that this family and a lot of these families need.
And again, with the help of Dollar Loan Center,
yes,
we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to start shopping next week, early
yep.
next week.
Hello. What did you say,
hustle.
Shopping?
And
what?
Bustle. We got our list.
Yes, we do.
All right, before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, anything you missed on this morning's show, make sure you catch up, keep up by downloading the condensed version of the show, a podcast, along with entertainment news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the weekday. Some big news in the Carla Rae family.
Yeah, I'm going to be a great aunt again. My niece Angela's water broke. I talk to God she made it to the hospital and doesn't have to deliver at Taco Bell. My, jeez. So,
but
yeah.
That's the phone call we want.
I'm hoping. Angela, if you're listening, by God, girl, hang in there. I'll talk to you very soon.
Have your baby on the morning show.
Yes, I wish I had known I could have set this up. She wasn't due for another couple weeks, so
well,
I know.
Good luck.
So, jeez, yeah.
Hope everything goes well.
I'm so nervous. I need a cigar.
Is that what you need?
I love you, Angela.
I'll join you. Yes. Angela, good luck.
Yes.
Hope everything goes well. Otherwise, everybody else,
yep.
You have a good day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. All right?
Yeah.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Rae.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.